You're listening to Binging the Devil's Fruit, a One Piece manga read-through podcast where the best fruits are the ones you savor and are best enjoyed taking your time consuming. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Binging the Devil's Fruit. This is episode 58 of the podcast. I'm your host, John Mukiwara Jam, joined as always by my recently returned from vacation co-host, Jad Peanut.
Hey!
And this is probably the closest to a episode going out that there's been so far, because I did not realize when we took a break from the podcast for the year last year that, like, oh, we were ahead, but not quite as ahead. And then by the time Austin's vacation was over, I was like, oh, no. We're running out. So, the stars have aligned, though, because now that Austin is back, I don't want to do any new Let's Plays with him until Pirate Yakuza in Hawaii comes out. So that gives us a day to just do a bunch of One Piece reading to help catch the podcast up, and then we'll be back to normal soon. So, these next couple of episodes are going to be recorded in succession. So if the intros are short next episode and then the one after that, don't be shocked, because we really want to get into the meat of the Skypiea arc. And we're reaching the half point soon. So why waste any more time? Let's get in.
Hell yeah.
If you would like to read along with us while we binge the Devil's Fruit, Shonen Jump has their entire manga library available through their subscription service for just $2 a month. Or if you happen to have the physical volumes or omnibuses handy, that works too. No, we're not being paid to say this. I wish we were. And remember, when you hear this sound, that means it's time to turn the page. Anyway, thanks for coming along with us and enjoyed the read-through. Chapter 258 of The Many Souths.
Wappo's Omnibus Rampage Volume 20, a titan of industry. The Munch Factory is born. And it's Wappo standing in front of his new toy factory, with all of his adoring fans and the weird blocky dog thing.
I don't think those are his adoring fans. I think those are now the poor salarymen that have to work for him now.
Ah. Okay. Now, it's been a while, so if I'm a bit rusty on the names, forgive me.
Okay, so since you have been on vacation for like 2 weeks since the last episode, so Eneru has decided to forego the trials that the trial hats were going to go into for trespassing. He has now turned the Upper Yard Forest area into a survival game, and there's like 88 people counting the Straw Hats, the Vassals, his enforcers, the Shandians that are trying to take back the Upper Yard, which is their indigenous land. And Eneru has predicted only 5 will remain at the end of it. So it's, if I remember correctly, Wiper took out one of the priests by using the Reject Dial, which is basically a super dangerous version of the Impact Dial. When we last left off, Luffy and Wiper crossed paths after he punched a goat. Wiper's and not Eneru's enforcers are goat people. You'll see on the first page reading. Speaking of which,
Upper Yard side of Eneru's survivor game. The Straw Hats are split into 2 groups. The Gold Search team is these 4, and it's Luffy. Zoro, Chopper, and Nico Robin, and Chopper is just terrified.
For a good reason.
Their destination, the ancient ruins. They believe these are the true remains of El Dorado, the city of gold. It lies due south of the Sacrificial Altar, and yet they got a map of the Sacrificial Altar and how it points straight to the ancient ruins. It should have been a straight shot, but no, Nico Robin's on the clear path, but Chopper, Zoro, and Luffy are all gone right off path.
Zoro has basically just followed wherever his nose goes. Luffy took one direction and it's not the right one. Chopper's running for his life, and Robin's the only one with any sense.
And yes, Chopper running for those goat men. Get me out of here! Get me out of here! As he runs.
And then, yep, it's just Chopper running scared and crying after as the enforcers are chasing after him, but then he comes across face to face with Shandians coming after him.
Kill the Shandians!
It's the Heavenly Warriors! Death and destruction lies in his wake behind Chopper And Chopper just continues to run. Should I? You know, I don't care. Just take the next page.
And as the two sides eyes fire at each other, Chopper's still screaming, snot coming out of his nose. I never said of Camille. And it cuts to a the overhead view of the bust. Nico Robin and walking through. Things seem to have gotten pretty lively in the forest.
It's the ruins of an old hut. It's been swallowed up by the forest. I wonder if the ruins of the main city fared better. And then one of the enforcers lands on the ruins.
Allah, man. This route leads to the God's temple. It's sacrilege to any to go any further.
Get down from there. You don't seem to understand the historical significance of these ruins.
Insolent witch. What do you want from me?
Hands start forming on his limbs.
I will tell you, by the order of the god, the Shandians and you blue sea people shall feel my axe style head. Saints fleur!
Huh? And she breaks his neck and all of his limbs.
Twist!
Ooh.
Robin's signature move. She sprouts hands on your limbs and then destroys you. What a terrible thing to do.
And who's this guy again?
That's Wiper. He's like the de facto leader of the Shandians.
Ah, Wiper. Right. I warned you to get off this island, Wiper says to Luffy. Shut up! What me and my crew do is none of your business. It is our business. This island belongs to Shandians.
Really? I thought it belonged to God. I see. Excuse me.
And he just walks off.
Wait, what?
No, I have nothing to say to you. There's no point in discussing this further. I'll just take you down.
So that's how you want to play it. Now you're speaking my language as Luffy gets ready to fight.
And then we go back to some more war-torn upper yard area.
Have you learned your lesson, so-called heavenly warrior?
As it's one of the Shandians knocking one of them out. It seems several of my comrades are taking down the... down. Curse the god. These heavenly warriors are more troubled than they look. And he comes across Zoro just wandering.
That's one of the blue sea people that Wiper mentioned.
Right.
I will destroy you!
Huh?
It's a gorilla. Die!
Want to fight, huh? Don't know what you're after, but... And Zoro pulls out one of his swords and just slaps him with, like, the back end of it. Who are you guys, anyway?
Please spare me. I give up. And, yeah, it's one of the enforcers. Have mercy, I surrender, spare me, he gets shot by something, and one of the Sandians coming out, not again, hey, if you're not the god of one of the spasers, then don't try anything, I'm in a hurry here. As they prepare to fight, on the page.
Yeah, he fired some light gunshots at him, but yeah, like his gun like literally lights up so it blinds you as he shoots you. And Zoro's blinded by it and he spins in a circle to dodge the bullets. I know this guy's name. His name is Brom. He launches off of the tree and then tries to attack Zoro some more. And then he fires off some more light bullets to try and blind Zoro and shoot at him. But Zoro dodges again.
Why, you little... What's with the flashing pistol?
Where did he go?
And he dodges the guy's ice axe. It's been, it hit him in his side. It's not an axe, it's some kind of weapon.
It's like his rocket skates.
Okay. You're pretty tough. I'm sorry I went so easy on you, blue sea guy. Don't mention it as so it gets up. I'm sorry too. I thought you were just a small fry.
And that's the end of the chapter.
Oh, already?
Yeah. We're in the action heavy portion. Like I said, we might be able to get through a couple of episodes today because of this.
Oh, awesome.
So without further ado, let's jump right on into chapter 259, Pirate Zoro versus Warrior Brom.
Wapo's Omniverse Rampage, volume 21. The upstart Wapo goes corporate. And yeah, it's Wapo owning his business, his suit, and surrounded by I'm guessing it's board members.
Yeah, that seems to be the case. And he's like at some corporate financial shareholders meeting.
Okay.
Let's hope it's not like the Yakuza one where he has to like jump off a table and beg for forgiveness.
Oh god, I forgot about that. Okay, it's your turn.
Okay. Can I get the next page after this one? This one has no dialogue.
Yeah, it says Zoro and Braham standing.
It says Zoro and Braham staring each other down. This is the wind blows. It's just the blades of grass are just tickling Zoro's blades. Not Braham's pistols because they're too small. But meanwhile, everything around them is noisy, but this little area with just the two of them is silent. But Braham makes the first move and jumps over Zoro's head. How's he moving so fast without running? And he flashes with the pistol some more. Could those shoes of his be the waivers I've heard about? Yeah, so like the rocket skates are like a version of the waivers where it's just concentrated in shoes. I see. He uses those force of blasts to float. And with those pistols, they give off a flash each time before he fires. Because of that, I end up losing sight of him. Where did he go? And he fires some more flash... I guess you call them flashbangs at him. And then Zoro prepares an attack. Tiger! Three swords!
Trap! Oh no, he uses his light gun pistol to blind Zoro and dodge. That low down dirty... As he hears another boom up top. Up, and it looks like he tries to snipe him, but... Yeah, Zoro leaps... up onto the branch where he's on. My Rafa and standard dial aren't having an effect on the Blue Sea Swordsman. Nothing worked on him. Are you familiar with this? What? Milky Dial! Huh?
And so I know it's been a while since you've heard about that, but like the Milky Dials, it basically makes like a rope of cloud that you can ride on. So he's like imagine like the grind rails in like the Sonic Adventure games. He's literally making one for himself as he goes along. There's more to a sky battle than just jumping around in the clouds as he fires more at Zoro. Oh, and I guess it takes their battle to like the cloud sea because a lamprey is about to go eat them. But apparently Zoro's attack missed and chopped the lamprey in half.
Wow.
Grow up with a little barbecue sauce and maybe they'll be edible. And then Braham shoots some more light guns at him again. And then they start jumping around. But Zoro gets to cover to, recover. My mistake. Am I crazy? My legs hurt. This opponent is already too quick. I have to do something about those light guns. That's it. Huh?
And he puts on goggles. Look at these goggles. Your light guns won't work on me anymore, so just give it up. They don't look like sunglasses to me. You figured it out. I bet you don't care for this flash gun. As a swordsman, you need perfect timing. And with these flashes, you're out of luck. Already shot one leg. Give up while you can still limp away. It's just a grace. Not like it's any of your business. I got distracted by the eel and ended up getting shot. This goes to show I lack concentration. And he begins to open fire as Zoro runs. Ooh! Oh.
And he lands on the tree, but he gets some serious rug burn.
Yeah, because he was shot in the leg. Running away.
Sight, sound, smell, touch, taste, and intuition. Man has six senses, and each of these can be good, bad, or neutral. Furthermore, each of those can be pure or impure. In a lifetime, there are 36 earthly desires. And Zoro is in a stance to get rid of the slice. Right now, I have a cannon aimed right at you. You are a pistol. I am a cannon. In timing and power, my weapon will win. You did well, but now you die. And Braham just doesn't know what to say to that. Then he immediately just jumps towards Zoro to attack. And, yep, he makes another road to go towards him. You're a cannon? Are you mad? I don't see a cannon. Have you ever seen a flying slash attack? Enough of this nonsense! One sword style, 36! As Braham begins to open fire with another light gun.
Pound Phoenix! Only does a swirling slash. It graces his chest, though. It's a spreadsheet. As it seems like Zoro got a little nicked on the cheek there.
Ugh. Sorry about that. I don't have anything against you. When I'm told I'm going to be killed, I don't take it lying down. I'll do what it takes to survive. And then, meanwhile, elsewhere, oh, there's Gadot's grabbing somebody by the head. And he's just got his mouth closed. Not good. I've lost 3 cents of direction. Oh, and Chopper is now back in his regular form and he's crying. Everyone, Luffy, Zoro, Robin. Oh, no. Am I going to be left behind to die? I wonder if I'll go to heaven when I die. Wait a second. Is this heaven? And Gadot is like thinking to himself while also trying really hard to cross his arms again. Huh? Hey, doesn't this look like a ruin? Right, maybe they're already here. Is that a raccoon?
Sanji! As the rest of the Straw Hats are running, they go and marry on the cloud current. And no, Sanji is badly burned. Sanji! Mercy, previous god, look, son. Hey, in there, Sandy. Bee! Hey! Oh, I don't hear a heartbeat. No way!
Oh.
Oh, no. It's a Neru himself. Foolish young man. I didn't come here to trouble you. Then why are you here? Is that any way to greet an old friend? It's been 6 years from a god. Again for no.
Yeah, things just went from bad to worse. Let's see if they get any worse or better in Chapter 260, Pirate Luffy versus Berserker Wiper.
Oh, and it's a color spread. At least it would be in color.
Yeah, it's this is the one where like they're all dressed up in like mafioso clothes and they have like a whole pile of money in the middle of the road. I like this one.
Chopper with the loaf of bread in his mouth. Relatable.
Do you eat bread that way?
If I'm really hungry.
I mean, I won't deny. Like, I had some Texas Roadhouse rolls today, so I don't blame him. But they were smaller than that. All right, so it's one of those. So you get the next three. It's one of those. So you get you get the next three pages.
Oh, okay. How could you? You killed him. You killed Sanji. Sanji. Oh, if only Chopper were here. I don't hear anything. Not even a peep. Come on, Sanji. Hold on, Usopp. You're listening to the wrong side. What? His heart is beating. Oh, thank goodness he's okay. He's still badly hurt. Mace to die. Oh, no. This is terrible.
Godfall is just like, what the fuck? Oh, okay, worse. All right, Austin, you get these next two.
All right, and Neru just taps Usopp and immediately fries him. Oh, and you monster, keep your mouth shut, girl, and I won't harm you. Got that? Fine. As Nami covers her mouth in fear, what is this guy? What did he just do? Just what are you up to? The warriors I stole from you when we took this island 6 years ago are still safe and sound and working hard. They are strong and capable, but the labor I put them to these past 6 years is nearing an end. Soon I will have no more use for this island. I came here to say goodbye, that's all. Oh, Ganfor. You and your people are so naive, seeing this island only as a clump of frost. What do you mean? The reason we took this island so fiercely.
The reason those vermin from the Blue Sea came here, and the reason the Shandians want their homeland back are all the same. They all seek one thing from this island. It all goes back to the legend of El Dorado, the city of gold that thrived long ago in the Blue Sea. Everyone is searching for the ruins of Shandora. Gold? What are you talking about? Yeah! That's what I mean by naive. The existence of gold, its value. The only ones who don't know of it live here on this island. Now all the gold will go to whoever wins my survival game. Yeah! Can you hear the explosions all around us? The festive sound of celebration. I won't hide it. I'm also in the game. But for now, I must bid you adieu. Wait, will you free my men? That is only for the god to know. And then he disappears. Wait! He's gone.
Oh, no!
And back with Luffy and Wiper. There's a loud kaboom from Wiper's bazooka, I imagine, but Luffy inflated himself. Keep them coming, it's not like it'll do you any good. Seems that way. Time to mix things up. As he loads something else into his bazooka and aims.
He fires it again, and it's not really a blast of anything. It looks like, oh, well, Luffy's holding his nose, so...
Stinks, what's that smell?
I stored gas in this in the wind dial. The name of this weapon is Burn Bazooka. Along with the gas, it spews out a bluish-white flame, burning everything that's passed to a crisp. Huh? And then he changes the ammunition, and then he fires a large blast of fire. Because he ignited the whole area with gas. And then he blows a hole in the tree, and then Luffy narrowly escapes. Yikes! What the? It ripped right through that huge tree!
He disappeared. And notices it's gone, and barely manages to avoid a kick. Gum.
Stamp! As Luffy kicks Wiper, but he collides with his rocket skate.
Stamp!
And they just, like, do, like, a bit. They basically, like, are like two Chun-Li's trying to kick each other. And then he tries to fire another burn bazooka attack, but Luffy dodges and grabs hold of a branch. My bazooka won't lose! Gum, burn! As he loads up a fire from the burn bazooka. And they both say bazooka, and they hit each other. But I guess Luffy might have dodged that one, because he hit Wiper, and Wiper gets sent flying back. Ugh. And they're both... Actually, they're both down, so... And look at that! Oh,
SBS.
All right, so... the panel they chose in the middle. That's a classic. That's a classic. Okay, so you usually be the fanboy, and I answer...
Yo, Dachi, I can't even do my homework when I think about this, so please hear me out. I don't remember in which volume's Crescent Corner, but you mentioned that as you draw One Piece, your face makes the same expression as the characters. If that's true, Dachi, then you must be able to pop your eyeballs out.
It is a common thing among artists where when we're making faces while we're drawing, we make the faces we're drawing. I have done this myself. So if I'm drawing and I make a face, 9 times out of 10, I'm drawing that. Yes, I'm able to. I mean, of course, when I'm surprised, it's much more dramatic than my drawings. My personal best is for eye popping is 18 shockers. The world record is 84 shockers. Everyone, please do your best, too.
Well, the seven warlords of the sea, inspired by the privateers employed by England and France as desperate measures against Spain, whose navy ruled the seas. I read that these privateers are allowed by the governments to pillage and plunder Spanish ships and towns in exchange for a prisoner to take.
Oh boy, a serious question. Yes, privateers. Simply put, they are pirates that were legalized by their nations. Long ago, such people did exist. They were considered heroes in their own lands and vile plunderers by others. If one looks at history, pirates were not always labeled as criminals. At times, they were considered useful. Now, whether or not this is a good thing is another matter. Pirates are pirates, after all. Sometimes even the most dastardly of crimes can be sometimes mistaken for justice.
And hopefully we'll find justice in...
Chapter 261, Warrior Genbo versus Heavenly Warriors Commander Yama.
Wappa's Omniforce Rampage, Volume 22. I made Miss Universe, and it's Wappa with a very top-heavy woman. And as they flaunt their wealth from the looks of it.
Yep. And I guess that's his dog, because that dog is in every panel now. All right, so it is my turn to start, and it's back to the Luffy versus Wiper fight. It's just Wiper standing in front of that tree that he blew a hole in, and it starts to fall down.
What's the matter, Straw Hat? Don't tell me you're giving up already.
Don't worry about that. And then here's a crash. And Oh, what happened to Luffy?
What the ass? He's tumbling. What happened? Where'd he go? Well, never mind. I can't waste my energy on a runt like that. I had to conserve my strength to face Inaru. If I fire one more projectile, my body will be pulverized. I'm coming for you, Ineru. And Miss Elsewhere at these rooms. I finally stopped falling. Huh? Where am I?
Jim, we're in another fight with another Shandian and the enforcers. You're in the way! He's back! Ah! As he fires some cannons at the Heavenly Warriors.
What an unusual bullet. Is this not the varsh mineral known as iron? Such heavy minerals don't exist in the clouds. It seems you've taken down many of my men. You must be one of the Shandian strong men, Genpo. Commander of the Heavenly Warriors, Yama. Move aside as he fires a cannon at Yama. Turn the page.
Yama doesn't move at all. Oh, Miria? Oh, he kicked it right back at him. As it hits him and it knocks him into a tree. What are you?
Dreadful, that.
There's no way I'm done at your hands. Bring it, Yama!
And, Yama, flattens him with his body. And he guys, he knocks Genpo out. And despite being the shape that he is, he's quite gymnastic. So he, does, a big flip. And, Genpo just falls unconscious.
What a pity, after all coming all that way.
And, another Sandian who had a rifle. And back in the woods with Nico Robin, a stone memorial to the city itself. Its heroes must have built this after the city fell. Sandoa. That is the name of the ancient city, as see, he stands in front of some kind of statue.
Mm-hmm.
The year of 402 of Cain, the city thrived for over 1,100 years ago. It was destroyed 800 years ago. It falls right into the 100-year gap in the history of this world. Perhaps this island
holds the secrets of the unspoken history that the land below has ceased to talk about. This is the complete map of Shandora. Maybe I'll find out more if I go toward the center of the city. Perhaps even the clues of the unspoken history. But who's there?
Oh, what a pretty young lady.
Ah! Ho, ho, ho! Hey, huh? Who are you people? Ho, ho! Oh, God, he's got brothers.
Oh, God.
You people, how dare you bring down our bro? We're the sub-commanders of the Heavenly Warriors. You'll pay what you did to our brother Santri. Ho, ho, ho!
Yes, they talk like that.
What are you talking about? I've never met your brother.
Of course you know him. His name is Hotori. I am Kotori. Our trip was done in by you, Blues, the trespassers. Oh! I don't know anything about that. You won't get away with it.
Pierre.
He throws
as
him.
Nami prepares her batons. I must get rid of them quickly and go after Nero. Knowing him, he'll kill my people as well. I may be injured, but those two are no match for me. Stay back, young lady. No way, once in a while, I have to do the protected too. Fine. First, we must ascertain their dials.
Ascertain.
Right. Ascertain.
And then, meanwhile, we're back to another region of the upper yard. Over there!
Over there, where?
Master Gadatsu, only the whites of your eyes are visible. That's why you can't see. Oops!
There, that little animal. Look at this photo. He's from the Blue Sea Gang.
What? He's not wild. Zora, Luffy, Robin, are you here? Hey! Hey, guys, it's me! As Gadatsu stands over him. Huh?
Huh? Where'd you go?
What the heck is that?
And OSBS again, so Amoda this time?
Yes, okay, so... Hello, Mr. Oda. I have something I would like to ask you. In volume 25, there's a scene with Whitebeard on pages 158 to 159. What I'd like to ask is, why are all the nurses around him wearing leopard print tights? Was it just coincidence? Or is it that the world's strongest man, the great pirate Whitebeard Edward Newgate, likes leopard prints? Please tell me the secret, Mr. Oda. Leopard prints!
Leopard prints have the feel of wildest, you know. So great. Speaking of which, it seems like there's an increase in nurses wearing pants at hospitals lately. Isn't that sad? Makes me want to cry, I mean. That's what Whitebeard said. Whitebeard, I haven't recommended that all nurses wear such uniforms, said Whitebeard. Whitebeard, that chef is old fart.
Yeah, we could tell he orders from a specific generation. Hello, Artist-sensei. I wanted to become a manga artist, and I'm thinking of submitting my work to Weekly Shonen Jump magazine, but there's something I don't quite understand. Does the manga I submit need to have special features like screen tones? Also, where would I get such things? I'm serious, so please tell me. A passionate amateur manga-making guy.
Sure thing. I receive lots of questions along these lines. Maybe sometime soon I'll do a page that explains the basics of drawn manga. For manga drawn materials, you can't just go to any old stationery shop. Go to an art store. The shop clerks there can help you out.
Oh, neat.
And maybe we'll learn a thing or two about a manga in...
Yeah, probably not, but... Chapter 262, Pirate Chopper versus Vassal Gadats.
Mappa's Omniverse Rampage, the final chapter. The big evil is back. Mappa sets his sights on the world. And yep, it's Mappa sitting on his throne, picking his nose like mad, while his wife and him were taking rides, surrounded by the fortune and the square-headed doggy.
All right, so that's the end of Wapple's cover story. Will you miss him?
Probably not.
I didn't think so. All right, so it is your turn to begin.
Where did you go? Huh? Does he have the power to make himself invisible? Wait, he's showing the whites of his eyes. Whites of his eyes, scary. And yeah, Gadatsu is looking around for Chopper, but...
He rolled his eyes behind his head.
Master Gadatsu, you can't see the enemy with your eyes rolled back. Wait, he's an idiot? The enemy. Wait a second. Are you one of the gods, vassals? You are correct, Hesu. I am Sky Boss Gadatsu. I am a vassal who serves the god Ineru.
He's thinking it! He's not saying it!
Master Gadatsu. Gadatsu, say it out loud. Be very careful where you step. This has long been my territory. Shrub clouds are everywhere. Get stuck in a bog and you won't get out on your own. Oh, and the survival rate is 50%. Oops, I forgot. Bog?
Yeah, remember how everybody had like a 10%, 1%, 2%? His is 50. Swamp challenge! You're the one who's sinking! Fool, I'm immune. And, Gadatsu starts launching with, like, he's got, like, dials in his shoes. Effective on swamp clouds, milky dial! Wait, he's got, like, milk dials in his shoes. And he starts launching through the air. Wow, he can fly by shooting something from his shoes! Whoa, huh? A lone raccoon is no match for me, as he starts shooting little clouds into the air.
Swamp but cloud burger, as he shoots with a big burger-shaped cloud down. He can shoot from his hands, too. It just flies a cloud and acts like a swamp. There's nothing you can do if it touches you. Master Gadatsu, not on me! And he misses and hits a ghost man. No, it looks like he's choking and drowning in there.
Huh? It won't come off him. Try to pull it off and it oozes through his fingers like mud. The more he fights it, the more he's sucked in. Oh, dear.
There you are, Swamp Cloud Burger!
And then he misses Chopper this time, but now doesn't actually hit anybody else.
Ah, I'm scared! If he gets me, I'm dead! Hey, are you alright? Hang in there!
As he pulls the, Enforcer out, and he goes into heavy point and starts trying to resuscitate him.
Breathe! Thank goodness you're alive. You saved my life. Ah! There he is!
How pitiful to have your life saved by the enemy.
I find your remarks unforgivable. I refuse to follow you anymore. Perfect, let's do it. We'll team up and beat the scary guy. I'll make you fodder for my axe dial. Nah!
So be it.
Jet punch! As he quickly deals with the enforcer, like with a quick punch.
And his elbow is sizzling. Lethal type jet dial, and oh, he has a dial on his elbow. Okay, the speed of this punch is so short the enemy won't know what hit him. Only drawback is that my clothes get torn up.
He's one of the god's vassals. If I don't get out of here now, I'm dead.
Sure enough, the enforcer is dead, as is how the two of them left.
But I had to stay off the clouds because of the swamp cloud traps. I'll run along on the ruins until I'm safe at the forest. There he am!
Burst by him again. Jet. Rumble. Punch. Jumping point! As Chopper jumps, but all he uses is jet dials to jump up.
It's useless to resist.
Whoa! Jet punch! Heavy point! As he switches back to his muscular form to... you know, accelerate his fall to get away from him.
Swamp Cloud Burger!
Oh no, not that! Guard point! As he switches to his fluffy form to block it. And then Gadot starts jetting towards him. Brain point! Where he goes to his regular form. Scope! Find a weak point. Anything will do, just don't let him kill me.
Jet punch!
Kaboom! So much for having my guard up. As though Chopper's badly hurt even in this god form. Point.
His feet. I saw his weak point. Everything's blurry. My legs are shaking. Will I make it?
As he stumbles in his reindeer form. And he slowly crawls towards him.
That's number one. And I will beat him as he grips his anchor.
What's the big idea? But he kicks Chopper in the foot. Face. Swamp Cloud Burger?
I always run away. Everyone's always spelling me out. That's why no one relies on me. It's time I stepped up and raised the pirate's flag.
Jumping point!
You don't know when to give up. When will you learn? The sky is my territory.
Come on. And Gadot goes to launch himself, but there's one problem. He's missing a shoe. So he launches himself, but like his trajectory is all off. So he starts spinning in circles.
Oh, my shoe's gone. I see. He took it off and he grabbed me. Stupid raccoon.
I'm a monster. I'm strong.
The weaker the monster, the bigger the roar. Jet punch.
As he punches Chopper again.
Oh, I got distracted. Let down my mantra.
Iron point. As he switches again.
He nicked me. Close call.
He's still alive.
Cloven.
Crass! And yeah, that finished him off. But even as he sent flying, Chopper's still crying and screaming and running away.
Hey, but hey, Chopper got one. He won, and that's the end of the episode.
Hey, yay!
He's victorious.
Oh, yeah, he got a cute little coloring page.
You know what I just realized? That was Chopper's first solo fight, too. His first fight as a member of the Straw Hats was he fought with Usopp in a tag team. That was his first solo.
Awesome.
All right. So no SBS, but that's going to do it for this episode of Binging the Devil's Fruit. A short one because these are all action focused. So I think these episodes are going to be like that from now on. So I guess it's perfect that we're doing a marathon day to record all these. So thank you guys all so much for watching or listening, depending on where you're listening to this. If you like the podcast and you want to support us, feel free to support us on Patreon, where you get access to episodes a week before they normally go out. As well as access to the commentary tracks for reviews. The reviews will always be free, but the commentary tracks are exclusive. Also, speaking of podcasts, be sure to look out for my next podcast project I'm doing with Austin. It's called the Super Awards Rounds. So for the next couple of weeks, in between the Binge and the Devil's Fruit episodes, I will be doing a annual podcast where me and Austin and a bunch of our friends get together, review all the things we watched this past year, rate them, review them, and like pass out awards to like the best villain, the funniest scene, the cucky ducky, the MILF and DILF of the year. So be sure to look forward to that. I think that's the first episode of that's going out after this one. So in between the breaks of the Binge and the Devil's Fruit until that podcast is done, because it's probably gonna be in parts because we have so much to talk about. Be sure to check that out. And then after that, be sure to check us out next time for episode 59 of the podcast. We'll be going through 263 to 267. Until then, I've been John Mugiwara, JM.
I'm Chad Peanut.
And remember, when binging the Devil's Fruit, make sure to take your time consuming it. Eat it slowly, don't choke, and definitely don't try a Swamp Cloud Burger. I hear they're disgusting. So we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for binging the Devil's Fruit with us today. If you'd like to enhance your binging experience even further, for just $3 a month, not only do you get access to episodes 1 week before they go live for the public, you also get exclusive access to our commentary tracks for our One Piece anime movie special reviews on our Patreon. The review episodes themselves will always be free to all listeners, but if you want the commentary tracks, that's patreon.com/superbonusround. Thanks for your support.